Well, let's switch over to London. We're joined by human rights activist, Mr. William Spring. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's talk about, first of all, the legality of what is going on. How can they just be able to take a station off of the satellite provider like this?
Well, it's entirely illegal. It's got no basis in legality whatsoever. But how do you get this message across to the European governments and the European courts? It's extremely difficult. I made an application for an injunction judicial review in the UK courts when they first started took Press TV off the air. Mm-hmm. They basically didn't appear to want to listen to legal arguments at all. Now, I think what's behind it is some authoritarian personality in the United States of America and or Paris and or London who are thoroughly debased in their thinking, who have not the slightest trace of liberal values at all. Because I've always believed that if you have a room for debate, discussion, it's far better. And also to have news coming through. What we've got in Britain at the moment is no effective news coverage. And what we used to have it via Press TV and RT, but we certainly don't get it via the BBC.
Well, I guess,
and
Mr.
the
Spring,
BBC
the
charges
question,
us.
Let me just jump in here. I guess the question would be that, Mr. Spring, you said perhaps it's some authoritarian personality, but you're talking about systems that's supposed to be based on democracy. So how could one individual then get away with this type of action? And basically nothing very much is being said in these countries.
No, well, I'm not talking now about one individual as such. I'm talking about the authoritarian personality which permeates the thinking of the British, French and American establishments. Under no circumstances must free speech be allowed. It must be discouraged. Now, this is a great disaster from the point of view of Britain and America and France. We would not be in this terrible nonsense in Syria, supporting Al-Qaeda and supporting the Saudis in their attempt to wreck Syria, if we had proper debate on the BBC, on ITV and on Sky. But we don't get that debate.
So
anyone
what is
who
the key,
to...
Mr. Spring? I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but we're in the news bulletin. But what is the key now? How can we stop this from continuing to happen and basically, if possible, get these stations back on the air?
Well, I believe in England, the proper procedure is through the law. We have initiated a proceeding. What we need now is counsel's opinion, because in uncovering the censorship, we also discovered that taking Press TV off the air was actually a totally illegal act under the European Audiovisual Directive. Now, all we need is support so we can press this case forward. I think at the end of the day, the British and the French will comply with the law, but only when they're pushed to the extreme degree. Otherwise, they're just bandits. People like William Hague are just simply bandits.
All right, and on that note, I appreciate you so much for being with us. Out of London, human rights activist Mr. William Spring.